Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fried, a cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and a radio.
I had an incredible response the other day. I had a constituent had a problem with the VA. The VA was not getting them their replacement dentures and kept on getting denial. And Mary Beth in the office took handle of the issue, and now the fellow's walking around with a brand new set of teeth. So, I mean, sometimes you just need a hunting guide in order to be able to navigate some of the challenges our federal agencies propose to you. And it's sad that you've got to do that, but this is what we're here for.
That's what a congressman is there for. As Jim Petronis told Bobby Rossi last week when I was out, he said, you know, constituent services, that's our game, baby. We're here to help. That's why he took the billboards out and put all that information up. And he, you know, actually wants you to contact him on the phone, on the, you know, the website, whatever the case may be. Joining us now, the aforementioned Congressman Jimmy Petronis. Jimmy, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And that's the case, right? Like, you always think of the congressman as the person who's there to, you know, pass laws and wrangle and argue and get on the media. But really, you know, at its base, your job is to represent people and help them, you know, navigate the sometimes very complex federal bureaucracy, including the VA, right?
Yeah, look, I think there's different types of members of Congress. There's show horses and workhorses, and both of them are important in the role of the process. But I'm more of a workhorse. You know, I like taking care of the customer, you know, and sometimes, look, it is what it is. I may not know the right answer, but, you know, I make sure I've got great people around me that have been in this process of navigating. I mean, look, you got to speak bureaucrat. And sometimes speaking bureaucrat is the way we get problems solved. And, you know, it takes all types. But, you know, I appreciate folks that do reach out to us that allow us to share some of their happy endings of where the government has, you know, misfired, and we ultimately got them back on track.
No doubt. And I am, I'm a big fan of a lot of different, like, work-life experiences make you a better whatever it is. And I have long believed that, you know, having worked in customer service as a retail, you know, like Blockbuster Video, being a waiter, you owned a restaurant. I know D.C. Reeves ran a bar and owned a bar. And, like, that makes you think a different way about the business and product of government than if you've never had those kind of jobs before. And so I love seeing that in the way you approach this particular job. Let's talk about you had a kind of a town hall back, what, about a week or so ago. What came out of that? What'd you learn?
So we had, I think, almost 6,000 people on the call. And what was, like, one of the side effects that hit me with the town hall that I did not expect, but we had an elderly man on the phone who made the comment at the end. He says, look, he says, thank you for doing it this way. He says, I wouldn't have participated otherwise. So, I mean, there's definitely some upside to leveraging technology with a virtual town hall where we could have thousands of people on the phone all the time. We had every phone in our office was answering the phones because people would push *9, and it's kind of like raising their hand to be able to ask a question, or *3. So then they would ask the question, we would get them in the queue. But you know what's so crazy is when we do that, it's a very tight structure because the House administration kind of dictates how we have to do it. So it's almost like running a radio show. You know, you have to take a break and do station identifiers. A lot of that same stuff takes place in the town hall. So anyway, it was very productive. I got a lot out of it. I learned a lot out of it. And, you know, more to come. We appreciate the folks participating in the town hall.
I think one of the things that maybe, I don't know if you were hoping for, but, you know, might have gotten out of it. I know you filed this PROTECT Act to eliminate Section 230. That's the one that basically allows social media companies to operate as if they are not publishers with all, they get to be publishers with all the immunities as if they're not publishers. It's a crazy system.
Yeah.
But, you know, talking to the constituents and, like you say, talking to staffers in your office and hearing people's stories, did you get, I don't know, fodder, information, perspective, things you can tell your fellow legislators about this?
Yeah, look, I mean, we've got some co-sponsors to the bill, but anything that you if you're on the committee of reference of where that vote goes through, you definitely are going to have some extra influence on the chairman to get the bill agended. So this committee, this bill would go through Brett Guthrie's committee. But the great thing about Brett Guthrie's been vacationing in Northwest Florida for with his family for gosh, 40 years. So, you know, he knows this is something that I'm passionate about. But being able to get some ownership from those in the district is very important to me because, look, I'm trying to earn your trust. At the same time, this is something that I'm very passionate about, and I want buy-in from the people I represent that this is something they care about.
We're talking to Jimmy Petronas. He is our congressman for District 1, Northwest Florida. Jimmy, hang on for just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
No accidents to report to you right now, but if you're on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29 through that construction zone, experiencing about a 7-minute delay. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. I know the sort of big news of the day is the Save America Act and the Iran war, and we will get to that. But I want to make sure that we don't run out of time and I don't ask you this question because it's been on people's minds here for years. Years ago, the state actually made the move to request permanent daylight time. Rick Scott was governor at the time. Rick Scott is now in the Senate. Of course, Ashley Moody is in the Senate. And before that, we had Marco Rubio. And, you know, the senators have been on board with this. But the way I understand this process works is you got to have a sponsor on both sides. And, you know, your predecessor, Matt Gaetz, did not care about this issue, did not want to take up this issue. You're willing to take up this issue, I think. And so now, yeah, kind of what's the holdup? It seemed like that was the key piece we're waiting for, was somebody in the House to take it up. Where are we on this?
So Greg Stube has it in the House. He is a member of Congress out of the Sarasota, Charlotte County area. So he's got it in the House. Rick Scott's got it in the Senate. And, you know, it's the lock the clock. You know, we don't change the clock, bouncing back and forth. Again, unsuccessful so far, but it definitely, as you come to spring forward, it definitely brings a lot of attention to the policy. You know, I believe I was a co-sponsor of the Stube bill. I'm pretty sure I was, because I know I'm a big believer in locking the clock. I hate the springing back and forth and what it does to our clocks and our routines. And I mean, state Arizona said, you know, go pound sand. They don't observe it. So, you know, I don't quite understand why we just don't, you know, tell them to go pound sand, do the same thing at a state level. But I think that's probably a DeSantis decision.
Yeah, no, I hope we do. I would love to see it happen. And we could be the anti-Arizona because they're permanent standard time, if I remember correctly. And then we could be permanent daylight time. And that would make me super
happy.
That's
right.
The Iran war, you know, obviously there's a lot of complexity here, a lot of things going on. But it looks to me now like we've got 22 or 3 partner nations that are at least worked up enough because they're worried about the, you know, the medium range or what the Israelis are calling an ICBM that, you know, struck towards Diego Garcia. And now all the European people are like, oh, hey, what? This is about us, too. Plus the Strait of Hormuz, that they seem to be willing to come on board. But man, I'll tell you, the instability, the uncertainty, the negotiations with the who's he talking to, there's a lot of questions. What people want to know, the main thing people want to know is this going to work with us and partners, or are we honestly looking at some kind of a ground participation, you know, ground troops of some kind with Iran?
I think the ground participation is the last resort, but I tell you, if ground participation takes place, then I know this president well enough that he will seize control of the strait, and then he will find a way to monetize it for the benefit of Americans. So, I mean, watch what you wish for, because I'm a big believer that if he does go in, he'll go in and just he'll carpet bomb, you know, the Iranian side of operations, and then it'll become fortified and he'll take it over. So, I mean, I think there's, unfortunately, Israel has done such an aggressive job of just mopping up the leadership of Iran. I think the president's probably struggling to probably try to find somebody who's a credible decision maker to negotiate with. But seems like there has been some notes being passed back and forth. And I'm sure that the president's going to be using a third party nation in order to do that, to try to find a way to, you know, guys, you know, no more nukes. You know, if I have any weapons to threaten the region, we're going to, you know, we're sick and tired of Ukraine's instability in the global economy because of the policies that you prescribe to. And, you know, as even the president said, other former U.S. presidents have reached out to him and told him, you know what, I wish I'd have done what you just did. So, I mean, it's And there's definitely some inside baseball to it. But, you know, I still trust the president, his decision-making on this.
Yeah, the tone shift from a couple of days ago to, like, even the Sunday shows with the NATO Secretary General was obvious. You know, all of a sudden, you got a 2,500-mile radius attack zone, and suddenly NATO's interested in this little conflict that they were previously pretty lukewarm about. So, which, I mean, makes sense. Plus, their oil, you know, getting threatened. You're working on a thing, the Save for Success Act. This exists, mm-hmm. or this is something that you're trying to make happen. Can you maybe explain to people what this is? It's kind of cool.
Yeah, so this is a good friend of mine brought this idea to me. Right now, some of the parents on the show listening in have a 529 plan for their kid. That's like a mutual fund that you can invest money in, and it can be pre-tax dollars to help offset your child's college expenses. Well, if you're a Floridian, I like leveraging Florida laws by changing federal law. So what I'm trying to do is right now that 529 money that you've put money aside for your child can only be used for education purposes. We want to create some flexibility and allow those dollars to be used for mortgage assistance, down payment assistance, first-time home buyer. Mm. So now let's say you've got a great kid, kept his nose clean, leveraged bright futures, you know, graduated from a state university, and now we hope to keep them in the state of Florida. And let's say they got $5,000-$6,000 in this 529 account because we're able to leverage scholarships and other, you know, Florida-backed solutions. Now they can use that money to help offset to buy their first home. So, again, I think home ownership is the best force for good. And this is just me, you know, trying to use a pencil and eraser and change a little bit of federal law to allow, you know, Florida families to have a little more relief when it comes to buying that first home.
I mean, I know it's not quite this, but I also love the idea. We get so accustomed to California innovate something and then everybody else is supposed to copy it. Hey, Florida does pretty good at figuring stuff out.
Oh,
maybe we can get some of those things federalized as well. Hey, last thing, I know it's on everybody's mind right now, the ongoing fight over DHS funding, TSA mm-hmm. funding in particular. They're working without pay right now. You know, bringing the ICE folks in to help, you know, man the doors while the TSA folks are running the screeners, that actually makes a lot of sense to me because we need bodies. But, you know, I think the overlooked part about all this is, hey, there's people doing their job and wondering about pay right now, right?
Absolutely. Well, I mean, right now, New Orleans, I think they had a call-out rate of about 43% today. So oof. There's definitely markets that are really struggling because TSA agents are not getting paid. And they're not quitting in protest and not showing up and working protest. They got bills to pay.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just the rule of numbers. Some TSA agents are maybe two income households and they've got the ability to kind of weather the storm, but others maybe a single family out income. And you know what? They're doing gig jobs or Uber or something else. And, you know, we prohibit them from having second jobs. There's some things at the federal government level that I've learned that really make no sense whatsoever. But it is what it is. If you're not getting paid, you have to find income from somewhere else. So calling in sick may be a convenient excuse in order to actually have a side hustle to make some money just to take care of your family. And the Democrats are being real knuckleheads about this. It's so frustrating. But, you know, the president is masterclass on this as he rolled out ICE agents to check IDs and secure doorways and exit ways. These are things that don't require the training of looking at an X-ray, examination machine.
Yeah, it's bouncing, not pat downs. I mean, you know, it's something that anybody with a little basic law enforcement or less can do effectively. Jimmy Patronis, he is our congressman for Northwest Florida District 1. As always, Jimmy, thanks for being so available. I know you had some travel stuff yesterday. We couldn't make it work, but look forward to talking to you again next Monday. As always, thank you for the time, sir. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Andrew. See you, John. Bye-bye.
8:23 here on News Radio. That's so sweet.
He said goodbye to you too. It really was. I know. That's awesome.
Hey, if you got a kid who used to be very comfortable and happy about math and has, you know, that's changed, or maybe has never been, or even honestly, and this is true, is quite good at math but would like to do better, that's what Mathnasium is there for. They are like your, you know, tune-up coaches to help remedy gaps or things that did not quite get acquired. Because math is about having the skills, you know, the tools in your backpack, and then building on those. And if you don't have the basics, then building on them becomes harder and harder, and you get farther and farther behind. So here's where it all starts. You just bring a kid in, and they do an assessment. It's very simple, very straightforward. They just take a test, basically. And then that will help the Mathnasium folks understand what they know, what they don't know, what they can improve on, and, you know, what they're dealing with. And they will form a plan for your student, for your child. I'm a huge believer in the Mathnasium program. My son taught there for a year. We are dear. The owners are like our best friends. I really believe in the value of math. And every kid, you know, it's no fun to go to school and be bad at something. They can enjoy it and learn how to do it well and then go to school and kind of be eager to be there. 94% of parents report an improvement in their child's math skills and understanding. 90% see an improvement in the grade. Again, the assessment is completely free. Just stop by Mathnasium, located next to Marshall's in the Fresh Market Shopping Center at 9th and Airport. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents or delays to report to you this morning. Everything is looking good so far. Proud of you. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Add more road to your trip during the Subaru A Lot to Love event with a new 2026 Subaru Crosstrek or Forester Hybrid. Our new hybrids will keep you going no matter where the road goes. With up to 597 miles per tank, the Crosstrek Hybrid easily takes you to more places. And the Forester Hybrid sports a driving range of up to 581 miles per tank. Mileage like that lets you journey farther, and combined with Subaru's capable standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, you'll be able to handle any unexpected terrain with ease. Paved roads, gravel roads, just about any road. They're no match for the new Subaru hybrids. Get your Subaru Crosstrek Hybrid or the Subaru Forester Hybrid during the Subaru A Lot to Love event. Love goes the extra mile at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Driving ranges based on EPA estimated combined fuel economy and a full tank of fuel. Actual mileage and range may vary.
This spring, you can share more than a meal. You can share hope. For as little as $2.75, you can provide a nourishing meal to a hungry neighbor. Serve with love and compassion, reflecting the love of Christ. A single meal opens the door to healing, recovery, employment, and housing, helping restore lives and renew hope throughout the year. Answer the call this season. Give hope today at waterfrontmission.org.
LifeLock, how can I help?
The IRS said I filed my return,
but I haven't.
One in four tax-paying Americans has paid the price of identity fraud.
What do I do?
My refund, though.
I'm freaking out.
Don't worry, I can fix this.
LifeLock fixes identity theft guaranteed and gets your money back with up to $3 million in coverage.
I'm so relieved.
No problem. I'll be with you every step of the way.
One in four was a fraud-paying American. Not anymore. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
The five-day outlook is calling for intense flooding, followed by the end of the world!
You don't need panic. You need information. News Radio 92.3.
All right, all right, all right, all right, all right. Timmy Lupus.
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 God, does that booger eating spaz make me want to puke?
Security into voter identification with picture and proof of citizenship in order to vote. And those two items are the most important thing having to do with Homeland Security. So it should be part of the Homeland Security bill. And I'm requesting that the Republican senators do that immediately. You don't have to take a fast vote. Don't worry about Easter going home. In fact, make this one for Jesus, okay? Make this one for Jesus. That's what I tell him. That's going to be a damn good thing.
What did he just do? It?
You said pass voter ID for Jesus. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Oh, my God. It's a damn good idea. What was his exact phrase? What did he say right at the end?
It's going to be a damn good thing.
Yeah. Voter wow. ID for Jesus.
No.
Now, the
campaign slogan.
I mean, you know, Joseph and Mary did not have ID. You know, just it's so I don't know.
Get your ID.
What next? You're going to make people travel to the city of their birth before they can get registered for the census? I mean, is that... Do it for Jesus. Oh, good Lord. I don't know what to say. Just sometimes it's... The best you can do is...
Well, because see, he was tied it in with Easter.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David, who's got headlines for Jesus over there. David, go on.
Good morning. The Supreme Court taking up a challenge today to a government policy that turns away asylum seekers before they can reach the U.S. border with Mexico. That policy first began during the Obama administration. It was expanded in the first Trump administration. It's no longer in place. It was rescinded by President Biden in 2021. An American held in Afghanistan has been freed. The Taliban said on Tuesday Dennis Coyle of Colorado was released after his family sent a letter requesting the release. Afghan officials say his period of detention was deemed sufficient. His release was approved by a court.
All right, David, thank you so much for the update. The Bachelorette got pulled because she was involved in some, you know, domestic dispute, throwing chairs or whatever, and then I guess what they want is the scripted drama and not the unscripted drama.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. Iran admits it's passing notes with the U.S. after denying any peace talks underway.
They want peace. They've agreed they will not have a nuclear weapon, you know, et cetera, et cetera.
But leftover leaders still lobbing the missiles they have left at Israel and Gulf states. One sheared off the side of a Tel Aviv apartment building as the Trump clock counts down, pausing strikes against Iran's energy infrastructure for more days. Homeland Security still unfunded, but a new director, the Senate-approved fellow Senator Mark Wayne Mullen. A grieving Virginia family will join a vigil outside Governor Virginia Spamberger's house, blaming what they call deadly Democrat policies for the murder of Stephanie Minter, an illegal migrant repeat offender, as charged Stephanie's mom, Cheryl.
People are getting killed day after day, and Stephanie included, and I've lost my daughter.
America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. We've got partly cloudy skies at 61 degrees right now. Our forecast with Brooke Richardson is up in just a few minutes. A 24-year-old Pensacola man is behind bars with no bond after allegedly shooting a man in the leg on Sunday. Escambia County deputies say that Trace Freeney shot the victim on Bobie Street around 8 o'clock Sunday night. The victim was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Freeney faces charges including attempted homicide. Escambia County commissioners are set to vote this week on a revised deal for the OLF 8 property on Nine Mile Road. Developer Chad Henderson wants to buy fewer acres at a lower price. He wants the county to keep 170 acres for economic development. The original deal, which was struck back in June, was for 540 acres, $42.5 million. Henderson says the change is really all about setting the project up for success.
The airport. You know, simply kind of recharting the course.
So it's really
the best
the same
path
as anywhere
forward,
else.
To make sure that the project is oriented towards success. And what I mean by success is that we're getting the outcomes that all of the pertinent stakeholders that were been involved in this want.
Henderson talked with Channel 3. He says if this is approved, the next step would be a future land use change in Tallahassee. Championship week is underway on Pensacola Bay. The 2026 International WASP Games kicked off Monday at the American Magic Performance Center. It marks the first time in North America that North America has hosted the class's premier international event. The competition will run through March 28th. It's expected to draw a large fleet of foiling dinghies, the largest fleet ever assembled in the Americas. The event follows the recent designation of the American Magic Facility as being the official North American training base for SAIL GP teams. The Florida Highway Patrol investigating a fatal crash in Navarre yesterday happened last night on Woodmont Road. Troopers had the road blocked as crews worked the scene. So far, no details have been released. residents in Gulf Breeze could see lower insurance bills. The story from Chris Bryan. He says the move translates into better fire protection.
Home and business owners in Gulf Breeze could potentially see lower insurance costs. The Gulf Breeze Fire Department has earned a new Class 3 rating from the Insurance Services Office. That's a sizable improvement from its previous Class 4 score. Fire officials say better staffing and upgrades to the city's water system help push the department higher. Insurance companies, by the way, use ISO ratings when setting premiums, meaning many property owners could benefit from this. Chris Bryan, News Radio 92.3.
Thank you, Chris. Governor Ron DeSantis says a bill he just signed will protect the health, security, and freedom of Floridians. The governor talking about the Florida Farm Bill signed yesterday. It prevents local governments from banning gas and diesel-powered equipment, limits inappropriate high-density development in certain rural areas, and requires U.S. citizenship or ownership to get emergency recovery loans. The governor said the farm bill would protect the state's agriculture, consumers, and rural communities. 8:35 at News Radio. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. We are accident-free and even delay-free. I'm seeing nothing that's going to slow you down this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 forecast with Brooke Richardson and Channel 3.
We will have a beautiful, mostly sunny sky today with temperatures warming up into the afternoon. 76 degrees for your high. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 60 degrees. For Wednesday, mostly sunny skies, high near 73. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 62. Keeping the sunshine around on Thursday, high near 77 degrees. And Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 61. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. Right now, 62 degrees. We've got partly cloudy skies. Your next news in 30 minutes. And your money now this hour, taking a look at the markets on the right after the opening bell on Wall Street. The Dow down just under 0.75%, 327.5 points, sitting right now at 45,894.75. The S&P down just under 0.5% at 6,549.75 points. The NASDAQ is down just over 0.5% at 21,822.5. 10-year bond rate up at 4.4% today. Gold prices down 29.40 at 4,377.90. Silver down 89 cents at 68.46. The oil price is up just under 5% right now at $92.32 a barrel. Bitcoin down $242.87 at $70,610.38. DoorDash says they'll help U.S. and Canadian delivery drivers facing big gasoline bills as gas prices continue rising as the Iran war continues.
Company says the program will run through April 26th and can save drivers at least $1 per gallon. It will also feature weekly relief payments for Dashers driving at least 125 miles. With the average price of gas in America expected to break $4 this week, gig workers are being hit pretty hard. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Thank you very much, Tammy. Well, the owner of OnlyFans has died at the age of 43, and OnlyFans spokesperson confirmed Leonid Leo Radvinsky's death in a statement Monday, said he passed away peacefully after a long battle with cancer. The Ukrainian native took over the company as director and majority shareholder in 2018. According to the Daily Mail, the platform largely accounted for his $4.11 billion estimated net worth. NASA's Artemis II mission to send astronauts around the moon could have a big economic impact. A consulting firm estimating that launch, which is scheduled for as early, potentially, as April 1st from the Kennedy Space Center, could bring 400,000 people to Florida and create a $160 million economic impact. Employees in Spotify's podcast group are being laid off. The layoffs, including the streamer's podcast network, The Ringer, and Spotify Studios, affected 15 employees, totaling about 3% of the organization. 8:38, our next news at 9, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Recycling in Pensacola is back. and signing up is easier than ever. Just one call adds recycling to your regular sanitation service. No paperwork, no hassle. Just a simple way to keep more out of the landfill and do your part for our city. Recycling in Pensacola is back. One quick call is all it takes. Dial 311 to start recycling.
City of Pensacola Sanitation Services. Recycling made easy.
In the world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand these complications and have your back. Join us tomorrow, 10 o'clock on the Pensacola Expert Panel, as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10 on News Radio 1620 92.3 FM.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, this is Sean with HQ Barbecue and Hot Pond in Pensacola.
Hey, this is Chad Brillante, Communications Director at Career Source Escarosa.
Hi, I'm Darren Costello, owner of Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, Fine Wine and Cheeses.
What do these businesses have in common? They've trusted our years of marketing experience at ADX Communications.
When our commercials air, we notice an increase in foot traffic, successfully reaching our desired demographic.
And when it comes to reaching job seekers and employers in our community, we look to ADX Communications for digital and radio advertising. Keep up the great work.
I enjoy working with such a great team with the radio station. Dependable, professional, local, and results-driven. ADX Communications.
To have your business become part of our success story, no matter if it's Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, Sports Radio Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola's Playlist 94.5, or the area's most robust digital platform, call us today. 850-262-6000. That's 850-262-6000. And let ADX go to work for you.
Spring shows up quietly around here. A little more daylight. Warmer afternoons. A lot going on locally. News Radio 92.3 keeps you connected to it all, with the stories, updates, and conversations that shape your day.
Stay informed. Staying connected.
News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
New season, same trusted source.
News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, I want to start today's frivolous topic with a warning.
That's always not good.
Here you go. Here's your warning. If you text me in that the answer is short people problems, I will ban you from the station.
Does that include me?
What about?
But I know somebody's going to send it in. It's okay. It's fine. It's true. You know, once upon a time, I could get away with saying 5'7". Now it's like 5'6" and diminishing. So my wife will sometimes wear, she doesn't wear high heels, but she'll wear like, you know, half heels or something.
Right.
And I look at her and I get up on my tippy toes.
Because
my wife is 5'7". Anyway, there's a long story there. But that's not related to the topic. I just know that somebody somewhere is thinking, well, that's the answer to this problem. Question of the day. When you take your grocery cart through the lane at the grocery store, I'm assuming that it's not a self-check scenario. I'm assuming that it is a traditional lane where they funnel you through the tabloids and the chiclets and whatever, you know, the candy on the one side and the gum and the stuff nobody buys. I guess they do anyway. You're funneled in into a chamber of gauntlet chaos that is exactly one shopping cart plus 1 inch wide, right? Here's my question. How do you unload your grocery cart? What I mean primarily is, where do you stand? 437-1620, 437-1620. Should I explain, John? Because you look confused.
No, I'm not confused. I'm just trying to remember how I do it.
Okay, so typically you're walking, as you should, based on the design, with your hand on the handlebar at the back of the cart, the tall portion of the cart. And it kind of slopes down towards the front, right? And you've loaded it up with groceries. And you get to the cashier belt, And anything that you've put in the kids' storage area, you know, the top part, is very easy to grab. No problem, right? You just put that up. It's the stuff that's in the main compartment or stuff that's underneath that is really hard to get. Because you got to reach all the way over. Again, tall people may not have this issue. Those of us who are not that tall. So what I do sometimes is I walk in front of the cart in the lane. So I'm pulling the cart behind me, right? And so I'm in front of the cart because you can't really push it from the front because the way the wheels work, it's not designed to do that. You could do that, I suppose. But if that's your answer, I'm interested. Because grabbing stuff out of the front is the way. When I'm at BJ's, I pull the cart to the side of me because, you know, you got room. When you're at Walmart, self-check, to the side, you got room. But when you're in the grocery lane, in the grocery aisle, in the gauntlet of advertising, you don't have a lot of space. So you got to pick front or back, and that's what I'm asking about. 437-1620. John, now you get the nature of the problem.
Right.
What's your solution? What's your approach?
Well, I do it from the front.
So you stand in front of the cart?
Yes.
So you pull the cart behind you?
Correct.
My man.
That also gives me...
I feel so weird when I do that.
Why?
I feel like I'm breaking some rule.
Well, let me preface this. Living in South Florida for several years, I got used to the snowbirds coming right. I used to be a behind the cart person.
Okay.
So I got to the point, I mean, they'd come right up on you.
Oh, I see.
And so
it's self-defense against people behind you.
Yes. So I was like, well, I'm going to show you a trick.
Can't drive, can't grocery cart either.
Right.
All right, I got you. So you didn't do it because of the difficulty of reaching into the bin and putting stuff up on the conveyor belt. Although, did you learn in the process how much easier it is from the front?
I did learn.
It's so easy.
I know. And so I solved two problems.
And you didn't even realize you had to solve the first one.
No, I didn't either.
So you still do that to this day? You still a front of the cart man?
Yeah.
So if the person in front of you is a traditional, it's cart, person, John, cart, do they give you a weird look?
No. Do you get weird looks?
I mean,
if they give me a weird look or something, I wink at them. I mean, come on. Why not?
Traffic on the fives. 437-1620, 437-1620. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now or delays. Everything is flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We got a bunch of texts. I'll get to them in a second before we get there. I just wink at them.
Why not?
Way to make it worse. If you have a home improvement project or a repair, or you build things for a living or anywhere in between, you know, Pensacola Hardware is your place. First of all, they've been there forever, 175 years. That's crazy. That's 175 years. Older than the Civil War, like older than Levi's, you know, amazing. They have one of the 50 oldest companies in the entire country, the oldest in the entire state of Florida. They're there. So they have been helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola for almost two centuries. It's crazy, 175 years. But that means that they know. It's like... You know, a lot of times you go to a store, and the old days you used to ask for the opinion because they were the expert. And then, you know, sometimes you went there and these kind of – you ask, but a lot of times they wouldn't know. And then nowadays you don't even ask because you're like – you assume you know more than the person working there. You know, if they knew more stuff, they wouldn't work at a place, right? You know, that's what you assume. You go to Pensacola Hardware, that's not the issue. They do know. They work there because they know. It's institutional knowledge, and it's just experience. You know, I mean, talk to Jimmy or Martin or Mansfield. They know. Whether you build things for a living or whether you're just repairing something, they know and they can help you with that. And so the point is not just the stuff and the prices, but the advice, which they also have. Right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street, Pensacola Hardware. All right, to the text.
Wait a second. This comes the second part of the problem, okay? So, you know, people are bagging your groceries. Do you pull the cart forward and then come around it? Or you just leave the cart where it is?
You know, so I'm not rich. I'm basically Grocery Advantage, Grocery Outlet, and Walmart. Okay?
Right.
So it is bag yours. I mean, they might put it in the bag, but you put it in the cart.
Exactly. Well, that's what I'm trying to say. So, do you leave the cart in front of you and grab the bag and put it?
Oh, it's awkward. But if you're in front of the cart, it's no problem.
Okay.
Because the bag, the cart. But then you got to pull the cart behind you and get it. The question of the day is, when you're in the grocery store... In the aisle, the lane, with a checkout person and a conveyor belt, do you stand behind the cart and awkwardly reach over and try to extract things, or do you stand in front of the cart and pull them up very easily, or do you have some other strategy? Because I'm open to all other strategies. Maybe you whip the cart around and you go, the cart's reversed, but you're in the right place. I don't know.
I didn't even think about that.
I mean, I don't. I'm kind of curious to try it. 437-1620. All right, let's look at my goodness, these texts. Somebody says, I stand in front of the cart. There you go. Yeah. Casey says, I got to move to the front of the cart to unload for maximum reach and speed. Yes, it's an efficiency issue. Mm-hmm. In addition to, like, I didn't limber up, and you know what, 55 sometimes, you know, how'd you hurt your ACL? Bag of flour. I mean, you know.
Bag of flour.
I was grabbing a six-pack from out of the cart. I understand, son. let's see. Somebody says, same thing for under the cart. Like, if you're buying charcoal or something or a big bag or whatever and it's under the cart, that's awkward, too, from behind, right? So, anyway, I don't think I'm super weird on this, just a little bit weird. Somebody says, behind the cart and they reach in or under. Okay. I mean, it's harder. Front of the cart. Oh, I love this. And people already figured this out. I'm late to the party. You got to get the spacer, then place the spacer behind the next customer, but I'm tall. Oh, okay. Let's see. John Hutchinson, who always is the voice of reason. As a height challenge champion, thank you, sir, I go in first, unload from the front of the cart, then pull it through and get the underneath stuff. There you go.
Okay. All right. Well, that kind of answers the question.
I go first and then drag the buggy, somebody says. Fat people problems. Yes, I can say it. Hey, you know, no judgment here. 437-1620, at least not on this moment. Bruce says, I position myself in front of the cart and pull the cart behind me so I'm closer to the cashier at the start of the transaction to provide coupons. Also, for coupons too, right? Or the, you know, scan your card or whatever, that kind of stuff solves it. It does always feel just a little bit like I'm intruding on somebody else's space.
Like to grab the spacer and put it down?
No. When I'm in front of the cart, because then it's like them and me are kind of next to each other if they're a back of cart person.
Right.
And now I'm kind of like, hey, what are you talking about? You know?
Again, just wink at them.
How you doing?
How you doing?
Let's see. Yep, I'm like you in the front. Somebody says, I walk in front. Maybe the back of cart people are the weird ones. But I don't think so based on my survey of the behavior. Most people are back of cart people.
Do you have a long line to stand in? Or
John, what's the rule?
You think way too much.
There you go.
Okay.
I pay attention, I observe, and I think about all of it. All of it. All the time. It doesn't turn off. 437-1620. I'll go in first, pulling the cart behind me, and unload everything from the bottom. Then I push the cart back out and walk around to the handle and push it in to unload anything at the top. Wow, but the problem there is if you're in a long, like, channel, it's hard to find a space to get around the cart sometimes. And if you forget, and then you're like, how do I pivot now? You know, it's hard to do. Let's see. I unload the front of the cart before I actually enter the chute, they're calling it, and then follow the cart to unload the rest. Okay. Somebody just says, same, unload them from the front. Somebody just laughs at me. this person says, oh, my God, you just made me question how dwarves even go shopping. With a step stool. Let's see. Or, you know, a hand cart. Let's see. My kids unload the cart for me, so I stand in front to pay. You know you're old when you remember the carts were shallow enough where children could ride on the bottom on the front of the cart, and they would open for easy unload for the checkout. Oh, yeah, I know all of that. Let's see. At 6'3", I also pull the cart in front when I'm at the lane to unload my groceries because I can reach everything from the front, including where you put the kids or the small stuff that's up in the basket. Let's see. In front of the cart or just do the Walmart delivery, no cart needed. That's true. Bypass
it. That is very true.
Who goes to the store at Walmart plus delivers to your house? Ha, ha, ha. Well, I like the process, and I don't trust them to pick the right one. Plus, I like the process. Anyway, it only gets weird if you reach around the person in front of you to load their groceries on the conveyor belt.
Let me help you.
Also, Winn-Dixie bags your groceries, something that Aldi would never do. That's true. That's true. Winn-Dixie does. Aldi does not. Aldi doesn't even want you to have a shopping cart unless you pay for it. Temporarily, I know. Well, you get the quarter back. Bring your wife. She stands in front. I stand in back. let's see. I go in front of the cart. They need to redesign the carts. Chip says so they're without the child portion in front and just make it a flat cart like you'd get at the hardware store, one of the dolly type approaches or something like that. By the way, they're buggies, not carts. Oh, don't get me started.
Oh, no. Get him started.
No. You people. Back of the cart until it's time to unload, then stand middle of the cart, 90 degree, where the front of the belt and the cart meet and unload from the side. Have a great day. I can't even make that work in my brain, and I'm good at geometry. I place myself between the cart and the counter as to not crowd the person in front or behind me so that way I can pivot and work out my core.
Well, that's a good way to look at it. Yeah, we'll go with that.
We're just building muscle mass here. That's all we're doing. All right, there you go. That's our frivolous topic of the day. You'll never go to the grocery store the same again.
From Fox and Friends, The Brian Kilmeade Show, and One Nation, Brian Kilmeade's History, Liberty, and Laughs. With special surprise guests, Saturday, July 11th, Singer Theater, Pensacola. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com.
Going back to school felt impossible. Then I learned that VA covered tuition, supplies, and a housing allowance. So instead of focusing on my bills, I can focus on my books. Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
Selling a home is personal, and it can feel overwhelming before you even know where to start. A lot of homeowners are told that if they question the cost of selling, it means they are cutting corners or taking risks. That simply isn't true. Wanting clarity and fairness doesn't make you cheap, it makes you thoughtful. I'm Miriam Rogers with Poppy Properties. I offer a full-service listing for only 1%, saving you thousands. And my easy exit agreement means you're never locked into a relationship that isn't working. You still get professional marketing, photography, negotiation, and guidance from contract to closing. What you get less of is pressure. What you keep more of is your equity. This isn't about doing less. It's about doing what's right for you, your situation, and your future. If you're thinking about selling and want to start with information instead of obligation and learn more about my 1% listing model, visit my website at forsalebymiriam.com. That's forsalebymiriam.com.
Pensacola has a rich history of athletes. Pensacola Sports celebrates the past, present, and future athletes. Today, Pensacola Sports will be the guest on Pensacola Expert Panel. Pensacola Sports' focus has and always will be on education, inspiration, and participation in various team, individual, amateur, and professional sports activities. Tune in today at 10, as Pensacola Sports will be on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. I've now practiced law for over 44 years. I'm proud to say that my three sons are my law partners. We have five offices throughout the Panhandle: Pensacola, Milton, Crestview, Fort Walton, and Navarre. If you have been injured due to the negligence of another, call us at 850-434-3333 or visit us on the web at grossandschuster.com.
You don't want rumors.
You want confirmation.
News Radio 92.3, 95.3 and AM 1620.
You want confirmation.
Informative, local, dependable.
Are you going to close the beaches?
Yes, we are.
Some nights I stay up, cashing in my bad luck. Some nights I call it a draw.
What's the thing I've seen several times recently on social media is, if you notice, the mayor in Jaws is the same mayor still in Jaws 2, which is, local elections matter, pay attention and vote for the right people.
You know, that's something I didn't even think about, man. Come on.
Some people just don't pay attention. No. All right, John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Not seeing any accidents to report to you or delays. We are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Keela Richardson from Pensacola rocked last night on American Idol. This is about 2 minutes long. You just have to hear it.
Because you're all on your own.
God. Just crazy. Chills, Lionel Richie said Janis Joplin and Tina Turner meet in one voice. It was crazy good. I hope she wins it all. From Pensacola. What a sweetheart. Man, if you want to feel that good when you wake up in the morning, go to the Sleep Center. You want to wake up singing like that in the morning? Because you shouldn't wake up in the morning regretting that you had an encounter with your bed last night. But let's be honest, we often have that problem. So the Sleep Center, 30 years, you know, trying to do it right. Best selection, best price, best service. Just trying to take care of you so that you wake up in the morning feeling great. Feeling like you want to sing like that, honestly. No commission, no pressure. Do it at your own pace. You want help? Great. You don't want help? Great. You just want to learn about the different technologies, they'll explain it to you. They got that NASA space foam mattress. They got all the stuff you possibly need. And they got a 30-day better rest guarantee, 60 days you can return for store credit. Often imitated, never duplicated. If you have had a bad encounter with a mattress or a bad encounter with a mattress store, go to the Sleep Center on the north side of Creighton, just east of Davis Highway. Talk to Thane, talk to one of the salespeople, and just, you know, get a great night's sleep. That's it for me. Go Keela. We'll see you tomorrow.